This is Poetry on Northland Morning, a celebration of the language, written word, and sense of places, past and present, that make up our community. English belongs to the Indo-European language family, and its writing system is known as Latin script or alphabetic. Chinese, on the other hand, comes from the Sino-Tibetan language family, and its written language is logographic, where symbols represent the words themselves, not letters, like in alphabetic systems. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. Just learning about the differences in sentence structure and how different meanings are conveyed could keep a person busy for quite a while. And the languages, spoken and written, are so dramatically different, there's not a lot in knowing one that's going to help you learn the other. In China, however, colleges require 2 years of foreign language learning. UMD's Wei Qing Zhan started learning English in middle school, and she's fascinated by the similarities and differences, not only between Chinese and English, but in terms of how language can connect people with their own ancestors, and even with what she calls the ancient wisdom hidden in the language.
Chinese universities, this is the mandatory requirement for all college students to have at least 2 years of foreign language learning. I looked at the language requirements in Ivy League universities. Well, if you say these are top one tier, and then I also searched for top two and then top three tier, I just noticed that they all have language requirements. A language is not just a language for you to read and to see, but the language like Chinese, it involves philosophy, it involves the way of living, I should say the ancient wisdom hidden in the language so that when you learn it, you understand it. Chinese language has been developing in the past 4,000 years. And luckily, we are still using the same language our ancestors used. This language keep evolving itself. So up to now, we can include words or language or grammar from English, from Japanese, from all the languages in the world, like X-ray. X-ray was from the modern science. Chinese didn't have X-ray, so they just simply adopt the word from English. And then we would just call it X-guang, Ray means the light. So I told the American students, I just said, don't be afraid. You have already know a lot of Chinese. And she said, how? I said, like coffee. And then Chinese people would say cafe. Well, it sounds close, but this is the import language. I never spent a day learning Japanese, but I can read Japanese because Japanese language adopt Chinese characters so much that I don't even need to know how to correctly pronounce it, but then I can read it and I understand. I should say understand 80 to 90%. China has been the big country over the past thousands of years, and then Korea and Japan, they admire the culture and language there in China. So they send people there, highly respected scholars and monks. Well, monks were used to be the representation of high culture or literature. So when those people came to study, especially in Tang Dynasty, a big group of Japanese delegation or Korean delegation came, and then they learned a lot of things, and then they brought them back. So even now when we travel in Japan, we see the same style of buildings, architecture, the same style of kimono. So that's the same kind of dress that are similar to Tang Dynasty. So It looks like we just traveled through time machine. Actually, I picked one poem even simpler but more profound in meaning. I picked that for my student. That's a love poem. Romantic one. Very romantic. And I told him the story of that poet, and he was very, very moved. This is also a love poem, but this poem actually was written in 1977. The reason I picked this one was right after the Cultural Revolution in China. There was a period for confusion for the general public, who they were, and then where they were heading. The Cultural Revolution just asked for the national collectivism. So people just felt they lost their own identity. Even though collectivism is still the majority mainstream for China, people are still looking for, pursuing their individualistic kind of dream. That is why right after the end of Cultural Revolution, this poet, this is a female poet, she just composed this one and then expressed her ideas of romance, how she should love a man. In English, I'm not sure. I was reading it and then changing, revising it, and then I still feel not so fully expressing the idea, the original idea. Contemporary poems are easier than ancient poems. Ancient poems, normally we have only 20 characters. 4 lines, 5 characters for each line, and then it contains rich, rich meaning. And it's worth reading many times. So starting from my 2 to 3 years old, when I started to learn Chinese, my parents would just force me to recite all kinds of ancient poems. But so still, up until today, when I say something, I can still see the poetic image. To the Oak Tree by Shu Ting. 致橡树作者舒婷。我如果爱你，绝不像攀援的凌霄花。If I love you, I will never be a trumpet creeper clinging, using your high bulbs to show off my height. If I love you, I will never be a passion bird repeating a monotonous song for your green shade, or be a spring bringing cool solace all year long, or be a cliff increasing your stature, reflecting your eminence. Even the sunlight, even the rain in spring, no, all these are not enough. I must be a ceiba tree beside you, be the image of a tree standing along with you. Our roots entwined underground, our leaves touching in the clouds. With each gust of wind, we greet each other, but nobody can understand our language. You have your iron trunk and copper branches, like knives, like swords, like halberds. I will have my crimson flowers, like heavy sighs, like valiant torches. We will share cold spell, storm, and thunder. We will share mist, haze, and rainbow, seemingly always apart, but always forever interdependent. Only this can be great love. The loyalty is here. Love, not just for your great stature, but also your firm stand and the earth beneath you.
Poetry is produced at KUMD by Lisa Johnson, with help from Chris Harwood and from an original concept by Lisa Fitzpatrick. You can find links to the poets and poetry on this show on our website, along with the complete poem read in its original language. Poetry is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.